Opening bell on Wall Street. Dow's up 71 points as we get started on this Wednesday. S&P is up 13. It's time for our stock update sponsored by Cetera Advisor Network. And joining us from Cetera Advisors, our buddy Pavlos Panagopoulos. And yesterday, Pavlos, the markets tumbled, especially the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which was down 211 points, about 2%, because of social media outages. Where should investors go in the FANG stocks? I mean, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. Are you seeing huge sell-offs?
Well, Bob, you know, you can imagine the frustration of all those folks who were on Facebook yesterday. It was down for 6 hours.
Yeah, we survived.
The Facebook and Instagram were on everybody's mind yesterday. The feeds, because of the 60-minute interview, I don't know if you saw it, Bob, but the whistleblower who said the social media giant prioritized profits over the social good of the public. Again, big surprise to no one. You know, I guess, you know, Bob, 60 Minutes forgot there's a fine line between freedom of speech and speech you don't agree with, right?
All right, well, where should investors go? I mean, should we be looking at smaller companies instead?
Well, that's what the market's telling us. Small cap value stocks have done really well this month. If you compare it to the NASDAQ, again, we see the Russell 2000 Index, which tracks small caps in the United States. Again, it's rallying the most, nearly 3% on Friday. Again, we saw double-digit gains this week. We've seen national companies represented by the S&P 500 and NASDAQ fall, but the small caps have fallen less yesterday.
Well, explain small cap stocks and what they are.
Well, small cap stocks are those with a capitalization, Bob, of less than $1 billion. Again, that's 1,000th the size of the FANG stock. Last week, you know, we talked about the FANG stocks that represented 40% of the return of the S&P 500 this year. And again, you know, we all talk about buying low and selling high, right?
Well, it's easier said than done, though, right? I mean, how do listeners find those hidden gems? So far, we followed Wall Street and the herd momentum.
Yeah, you know, this momentum, Bob, carries you over the cliff, right? Momentum works when it stops working, right? And understand that yesterday, FANG's lost their mojo, following the example of this cryptocurrencies, and the euphoria is over on that as well. Again, small investor gets holding the bag with a lot of these momentum stocks. Office prefers to take the road less traveled, kind of like the road that Joe took, the road less traveled on Friday, helping spur this rally in small caps. And you know what, Joe, I'm talking about, Bob. It's the Democrat who is in favor, again, of helping society, but not entitlements, not corporate welfare, not socialism, not big business. He's the one that promotes small business, and again, where everybody can try and be a success, and not just the big money center banks and the fat cats in Washington. You know which Joe I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who, along with fellow Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, stalling the progressive Democratic agenda by going against the party there.
Yeah, sometimes, Bob, it's like a broker or investor or advisor, you got to go against the grain. Manchin should get a Nobel Prize for going against the corporate crony capitalists and their cohorts, the Wall Street money center banks, who do whatever they can to maintain their profits. And again, their lack of innovation is causing their stocks to go down. Let's talk about Germany's Weimar Republic and how it came into power.
Yeah, Hitler's National Socialist power elected in 1933 with only 33% of the vote. And with the help of big business and their Rebuild Germany agenda, he consolidated his power, which led to World War II.
Yeah, we all know about history. I got to learn from history. Again, fortunately, Senator Manchin knows about small business is the backbone of our economy and increased innovation. Of course, the big banks and the mega-trillion-dollar FANG stocks don't want to lose their profits, so they'll keep that money churning as long as they can. They will support whatever agenda keeps the money printing spigots flowing in Washington.
Well, it sounds like you think small cap is the way to go in this gridlocked economy where we have 50-50 split in Washington because two Democrats are going against the herd.
Right, and that's what we hope, you know, that they keep that going. Now, that's what we've been doing, hoping to build our small cap positions all year long. We've been increasing our mega cap trillion-dollar FANG stocks in our portfolios.
All right, so you have a client event coming up later this month, October 21st, with several nationally recognized speakers. How can our listeners sign up and get more information?
Yes, we'll be talking about the three themes that will likely drive this stock market next year. And again, we're going to talk about Biden's tax proposals and how to minimize your taxes in 2022 and 2021. Again, our folks can reach us here at our office this morning, 828-4068, or go to our website to sign up for the event, myfinancialsense.com. And lastly, I'll mention Securities Investment Advisor Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, let's cheer on United. Hope they beat Hartford on Wednesday. Maybe they'll make it to the playoffs.
All right, Bob, let's talk to you next week.